It's episode 6 of KidCast School Tour, What the Kids Are Talking About. This week we're heading up the east coast to the port town of Drogheda in County Louth. We admired the very impressive Mary McAleese Bridge as we crossed the River Boyne, where you might have heard about the famous Battle of the Boyne in 1690. Drogheda is also only a short drive from the UNESCO World Heritage Site and megalithic tomb of Newgrange. Now, you might be starting to think that this week is all about history, but you know the famous actor Pierce Brosnan, who played James Bond, was born in Drogheda, which might be a little more relevant to this week's
KidCast School Tour!
Is Misha Zach from Miss O'Connor's 6th class at St. Oliver's National School in Drogheda. We are delighted to bring you this week's episode and introduce you to our wonderful school. You just heard so many instruments we play here. But what else do we get up to?
There's about 380 people in our school.
3rd to 6th class do choir.
There's like a girls' football team.
There's also like active school committees and green school committee members.
We have a student council.
Every year we visit the doll.
We don't have homework in our school.
We're working on something for Science Blast. Well, we're trying to figure out what makes the colours in the rainbow.
Some of us are going to like crochet and like sew things to sell at the fair.
For the money we raise, we get to pick what we want to do with it.
I took part in handwriting competition, I won all of Ireland.
And Alana's writing skills came in very handy for this particular episode. Any more clues?
Words and letters.
Reports.
Spellings.
Reading.
Nouns, idioms and verbs.
Dictation.
Grammar.
Debating.
You guessed it. Episode 6 is about...
English
is part of the primary language curriculum, along with Irish. So what kind of things in English do we learn about?
We do persuasive writing. We use bossy verbs. Give me.
We learn about compound words. That's like play grand. It's play and grand squished together to make one word.
We learn about adjectives in English. It's like a describing word, for example, like beautiful, angry.
We learn about adverbs.
I walked quickly.
Idioms, phrases for different types of words, for like a piece of cake or it will cost you an arm or a leg.
We learned about nouns, like common nouns, proper nouns, abstract nouns and collective nouns.
We do reports.
We did Christopher Columbus. We would use the Chromebooks, which we get on Wednesdays.
We did debating. You have to make sure that your stance is good, that your eye contact is good and that you're standing up straight.
We're kept pretty busy. And there's many different tools that we use to learn English too.
So we use a book called By the North Star, and it has like extracts from other books, and then we have to answer a bunch of questions on that.
We use a website called Read Theory. It's basically like By the North Star, but on the internet.
We use a book called Just Grammar.
I'm reading The Lord of the Rings.
When we were in fifth, we used this thing on the Chromebooks called Get Epic. It's like a reading app where you could pick your books and you could either read it, or there was this kind of voice and it would read it to you.
We visited the local library
and a woman was talking about the book that she made on the Titanic. For most of us in Ireland, English is our first language. So why is it important for us to learn English then?
For like proper punctuation, so people can understand you and like your grammar and stuff.
And if you didn't do English, you won't be able to learn how to like spell.
English is important for reading, for enjoyment.
Well, I have dyslexia and dyspraxia. One is a reading and writing disorder, so I find it hard to tell between my B's and D's, and my spelling isn't as good as everyone else. It helps me be able to read more and write more. As you can tell, we are pretty passionate about English, and we're also really creative. So we decided not to do a factual learning style show, and instead we opted to do...
fiction!
So there's going to be an average guy that doesn't really know anything about English, and then he's going to find this magical hat, then he puts it on, and then he's going to be the smartest person ever, and he helps everyone.
the fight between English and Spanish. A Spanish guy saying that Spanish is better than an English guy saying English is better.
So, an English professor opens a secret bookcase in his grandma's house. And then they go through a portal with his grandma and time travels 68 million years ago.
The episode's name is called Flipping Through Time. The opening, the teacher finds the Ever Book, which will open a portal that leads to different times.
We're thinking of doing a drama about kids getting sucked into a book.
And then while they're in there, they meet characters along the way. And at the end, they have to find a poem and like piece it together to get out of the book.
They have to learn more English on the way.
And then they all work together to escape.
I can't wait to hear which of them plot lines you developed. Any ideas for a good guest?
John Boyne, since we read his book, The Boyne Striped Pyjamas.
And we could get my friend Blake, who wrote the very, very famous Bob the Stickman comics.
Trent and Lee Stewart, who wrote The Mysterious Bendix Society.
Like John Boyne.
Jeff Kinney.
Derek Landy is the author of Skullduggery Pleasant.
John Boyne would be a really cool guest.
There seems to be a firm favourite there. Lily, can you tell us about the process of booking the guest and preparing for the interview?
Sure. So you heard that our top guest choice was John Boyne, because we read his book, The Boyne in the Striped Pyjamas, and it made a huge impression on us. In order to contact him, we went onto his website, johnboyne.com, and we found his email address. Eve and Harry were in charge of sending the email, so they explained to him what we were doing. We're making a show for RTE Junior, and it's all about English, and we would love him to be our guest. To prepare for the interview, we needed John to sign a release form, and we had to do a test Zoom call with Kira, because our interview with John was on Zoom. And on our test Zoom call, we were able to check the sound levels in our classroom. And we also got to rehearse the interview questions. I found it an amazing experience. I've never spoken to an author of a book I read before, and John was really friendly and chatty. The only challenge was having to find a time that suited everyone, because John was going abroad. And obviously Kira was recording the rest of the series. And of course, we're only in school until 2 past 2. But we found a time, and it was a really enjoyable experience.
Thanks, Lily. I can't wait to hear that interview. In fact, I can't wait to hear the show. So without further ado, I present to you...
Pieces of the Poem!
I'm glad we finished that reading comprehension so quickly, Lucas. I love when we get to read our own books. It's my favourite part of school.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Do you want to read some of that Grimm Brothers book with me?
Oh yeah, the fairy tales are so dark.
I know. How about Cinderella? Or maybe Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, cool.
Whoa! What's happening?
Lucas! Where'd you go?
Wait, I'm coming!
This place is awesome! It's so green.
Yeah, and all these hills are so pretty. Hey, look over there. There's 2 kids going up that hill with buckets.
They must be going up to that well. But we ask them if they want any help.
Yeah. Maybe they can help us figure out where we are.
Oh, hey, guys.
I'm Hayley, and this is my friend Lucas.
Oh, hi.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Mrs. Jill.
You mean Z, Jack, and Jill?
What do you mean D, Jack and Jill? We're just normal kids.
Okay. Well, do you need help fetching the water?
How do you know we're fetching water?
Good guess, I suppose.
Well, that would be great. Thanks. Gee, thanks, guys. You two are amazing.
No problem.
You've really helped us.
So we'd like to give you a little help in return.
How?
With this.
A piece of paper?
Read it, please read it.
Friends are wonderful. Friends are kind. What does that mean?
No idea. We met a man selling magic beans this morning, and he told us to give it to someone helpful.
What do you think it means, Lucas?
I don't know.
It's not I don't know. It's I don't know. Honestly, Lucas.
Okay, Teacher Hayley. Hey, look, the magic book is back. Come on.
Hey, whoa, wait for me!
Whoa. This forest is really dark.
Yeah, and a little bit creepy. Let's go check out that cottage through the trees.
Wait, there's cottage cheese?
No, Lucas. Just cottage.
One word, two syllables?
You mean that little house beyond the trees?
Well, no. I mean that cottage, because I said cottage!
I think we're in the land of Little Red Riding Hood.
You might actually be right for once.
Yeah, know-it-all. Come on, let's check out the
cottage! I'm Hayley.
And I'm Lucas.
Lucas, you don't start a sentence of and. Anyway, I think we're here to get some sort of piece of paper. You don't have anything for two amazing kids by any chance?
Oh yes, actually. I do, dearies. The woodcutter dropped something off this morning.
Can we have it, please?
Okay. Well, you'll need to go through the forest, past the wolf, climb the big oak tree, and then slay the dragon.
What?
Just kidding.
We really need that piece of paper.
All right, but first I'll need some help from you. Tomorrow is my granddaughter's birthday. I really need help to find just the right present. Any ideas, you two?
Yeah, sure, we can help.
What about a glass slipper?
Lucas, that's the wrong fairy tale. What about a red cloak, maybe?
That's a great idea. Red Riding Hood would look great in a cloak. Thanks for your help, dearies. Here you go.
What does it say, Hayley?
Their help is vital when a poem you must find.
So, friends are wonderful. Friends are kind. Their help is vital when a poem you must find.
A poem? We're looking for a poem, Lucas.
Maybe if we find it, it'll help us go back to school.
The book!
Where did they go?
We seem to be in someone's house.
Cottage, Lucas. Look around you. It's pretty obvious it's a cottage. Look, there's three cottagey chairs, three cottagey bowls, and over there in that room, there's three cottagey beds. See? A cottage.
We must have been brought here to find another piece of the poem.
Okay, let's have a look. It's not under these chairs, Lucas.
It's not in the oven.
Hey, Lucas, let's check the beds.
Found it! It says, friends are reliable and will keep you on track.
Lucas? Is that a bear growling in the kitchen?
Yep. Maybe it's a nice bear.
My house! My mommy and daddy will be so mad!
Chased?
It means hello in Polish. Hey! Doesn't that guy look familiar?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're John Boyne, yeah?
Yes, I am. Really nice to meet you.
Oh, it's great to see a familiar face in this crazy adventure.
What adventure are you on?
We're not exactly sure.
John, I am a huge fan. Can I ask you what inspired you to become an author?
Well, I started writing very, very young. I started really about the age of 8. And reading and writing were always completely connected in my head. So it wasn't so much that I woke up one day and said, I want to be a writer. I think it was just always something inside me. Some of you might have something inside you that makes you think, I know exactly what I'd like to be when I'm grown up. And that's very much how I felt.
What do you find most challenging when you're writing?
First of all, you don't know if you're going to be good enough. I mean, I worked very, very hard at it. You know, all through my teenage years, I was writing stories, sending them out. But of course, when you're young, a lot of those stories will come back and they'll be rejected because you're still learning your craft. You're learning how to write dialogue, how to write characters and so on. I never got sort of upset by that. I felt that was part of the natural process. Once I did get published, once I was beginning my career, then there's always the feeling of, you know, will anybody actually want to read the books and so on. And then once I got successful, of course, you never know with each book, you know, what the response is going to be, whether people are going to enjoy it or not. But all I can do each time is write the best book I can write and hope that it will have a good response, hope that readers will come to it. You know, it's a great life. I don't really have any complaints about it. I'm really happy being a writer.
How long did it take you to write The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas?
Well, I wrote the first draft of the book quite quickly. Now, those of you who like writing will know that you don't just write a book in one go and that's the end of it. You write a draft of it, then you rewrite it and you rewrite it and you write it over and over until you get to the point where it's ready to be published. So I actually wrote the first draft quite quickly, but the whole book itself from start to finish in terms of getting it to its published version probably took about a year, which is quite short. Most of my books would take a year and a half to 2 years, but Snark Pajamas is quite a short book, and the idea came together very quickly for me.
Why did you want to write a story in Nazi-occupied Poland?
I'd always been really interested in that period of history. When I was about 15, I started reading a man called Elie Wiesel, who was a survivor of one of the concentration camps. He was a survivor of Auschwitz. We hadn't studied the subject very much in school, so this was something very new for me, something that I didn't know very much about, but that really, I guess, triggered something in my head that made me want to learn more about it. So for many years after that, just in my general reading, it was a subject that I would return to time and again. And I think all of that reading came together to the day where the idea for that book came to me and I just started writing it. And it's a subject that I still even now return to time and again, both in my reading and in my writing.
How did you feel about seeing your writing on the big screen?
That was very exciting. It was really, really good fun. I'd never been on a movie set before, and we shot the film out in Budapest in Hungary. And it was exciting to learn other things, you know, to see how a film set works, see how the actors work, how the clothing department, the makeup department, the cinematography, all of it. You know, it was really interesting for me just to kind of learn a little bit about all of that. And then to see the actors playing the roles that I had written, you know, at my desk in my office. And it was exciting, and I felt like I was giving it over to them. And then, you know, subsequently there's been a play, there's been a ballet, there's been an opera. And each time I just let, you know, the filmmakers or the creatives just take it and adapt it brilliantly in the way that they want, because nothing really changes the book. The book is always there and exists as it is. But I think they did a really, really good job with the movie. I was really happy with it.
Hey, Hayley, maybe someone will make a movie of us one day.
Seriously, Lucas, that's what you're thinking about while we're trapped in this book world? John, what's that sticking out of your pocket?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. It's a piece of paper and it says on it, "Keep your friendships intact if you want to get back."
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Good luck.
Bye. Right, let's have a look at what we've got. Friends are wonderful, friends are kind.
Their help is vital when a poem you must find.
Friends are reliable and will keep you on track.
Keep your friendships intact if you want to get back.
Oh, what's happening?
I don't know.
We're back.
We did it.
You know, Hayley, despite everything, you're actually a really good friend. And I couldn't have done all that without you.
Same, Lucas. There's no one else I'd rather go on a mad book adventure with.
Friends? 1, 2, 3, 4, ever!
You know it's F-O or ever, not F-O-U or, right?
Oh, Hayley.
Right, class. Break time's over. Take out the mad books.
This episode of KidCast School Tour was created by Miss O'Connor's 6th class at St. Oliver's National School in Drogheda, County Loud. It was produced by Kira O'Donoghue, who also co-edited with sound engineer Colin Brophy. KidCast School Tour is funded by RTE and Commission the Man, with a television license fee. Special thanks to our guest, John Boyne.